SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/French.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Aujourd'hui, nous avons le plaisir de nous entretenir avec Jane Mills, la programmatrice du Festival du film documentaire Antenna, qui se tiendra à Sydney du 5 au 15 février prochain. Bonjour Jane.
Bonjour, thank you for having me.
Alors, on va passer en anglais pour la suite de l'interview. Jane, as I said, Documentary Film Festival is about to come back to Sydney. There's a wealth of choice in the documentaries offered to the public. Was there a theme or some kind of thread in your selection?
Not really a theme, but what we're looking for, I mean, there are four of us programmers, right? There's someone in America, someone in Germany, there's our director, Dudi, and then there's me. And we all have documentary production, distribution, exhibition backgrounds. But what we're looking for is not just journalism and not just sort of description, if you like, but creative art, documentary as an art form, something that I think that introduces us and audiences to perhaps something they've never seen before in a film. And that's, I think, what makes us different from lots of other festivals that show, you know, feature films and documentaries. But we just focus on what we think are some of the best documentaries from all around the world, which is fabulous.
It is very true. I happen to have watched two documentaries that are on your list before we made this call. I wanted to speak in particular about the one French documentary that is on this list, La Jetée Fifth Shot, which is a very interesting movie because basically it's a movie about another movie, a really cult one, so called La Jetée by Chris Marker. For people who are not familiar with it, it inspired a movie called 12 Monkeys Armies. And it's a science fiction movie made almost entirely of pictures. It was made in the 60s and I remember watching it in cinema class back in high school and I was really stunned by it. But this documentary is not like a making of or anything like that. Can you tell us what is the pitch and what's the unique take that this doco has on this story?
Right. I'm so glad you picked up on this one because when writing my report, I started off by saying, I love this film. I really love it. And I do. It's very difficult, I think, in words to do justice to Dominique Cabrera is the director, to do justice to her imagination and ingenuity. And her film is like a bit of a web. So there are several narratives running through it, just as there are in Chris Marker's film, which it references. But it starts with the text, and that's not giving anything away to say, this film starts with, this is the story of a man marked by an image from his childhood. Now, the man is a guy called Jean-Henri, who sees Chris Marker's La Jetée, and he thinks he recognizes an image from his childhood. And Cabrera, who is related, then uses her camera to investigate this guy, Jean-Henri, his investigation of whether the little boy in the shot is actually him. So it weaves together science fiction, as La Jetée does. There's the idea of time travel. There's ideas about seeing and filming. although it's not about the making of La Jetée, as you say. But she also involves, Cabrera involves some of her own personal history. She was a pied noir, so she's, the film is a little bit about Algerian independence, colonialism, her own history, her own family. And then it's all wrapped up in extraordinary, I guess you could call it a detective story. And it has bizarre coincidences. And like any good detective story, it has all these red herrings as well. So it's a film that, oh, it just kept me glued. And I think audiences will really love it.
I absolutely did in my case. And as you said, it is a mix of maybe some kind of investigation. Are the people in this shot in Chris Marker's films are indeed her relatives? But it also, as you said, touches on other themes, because the movie was shot in 1962, the year of the Algerian independence. And her uncle, aunt, and cousin who are on this picture were, like many other pieds noirs, often going to Orly Airport on Sunday, not just to watch planes, but maybe see if there are people that they know who are also traveling to France after after leaving Algeria.
It is an extraordinary film, isn't it? It is really extraordinary. And a sort of bewitching. I felt like it cast a bit of a magic spell on me. And by the way, if your audience wants to see La Jetée, you can find it on YouTube. So I don't think it's necessary, but it's a film that if you haven't seen, it's well worth seeing. It's kind of, I guess, one of the classics of the last century documentaries.
Absolutely. I watched another one that is made by a French Lebanese, but it's not exactly French. It's a movie called Do You Love Me? And this one is also very interesting because it basically tells the story, a very personal take on Lebanon's history over this last 50 years. And the movie starts by explaining that contemporary history is not taught in school in Lebanon. And so in order to put this movie together, the filmmaker gathered thousands and thousands of audiovisual materials, sometimes from movies and documentaries, sometimes personal images from people. It's a very interesting one. Did you like it too?
Oh, yes, I did. It's by Lana Daher, or Daher, and it's a co-production, as you say. It's with French, Lebanese, German, and Qatar. So, yeah, Do You Love Me? It's great fun. It's also a very personal voyage through Lebanon's, I guess you could say, a voyage through Lebanon's audiovisual memory. What I find really lovely about this particular film is that it's told totally in archive footage. And it reconstructs a history, a fragmented history, but it's necessarily fragmented because Lebanon doesn't have a national archive. It's just been destroyed. It needs to grow. It needs to grow again. And I think this film, as well as showing you what's left, if you like, of a national archive, it celebrates the need for a national archive. And the way it's edited is particularly skilled. Sometimes you get feature films sort of interacting with home movies or news footage, and as if they're in dialogue with each other. So what we're seeing something is very creative expression. It's an act of resistance, I think, of renewal and remembrance. It's a very, very strong film, but it's also fun. And I think we should never forget that documentaries really can be fun. Most people, or many people, think documentaries are, you know, very serious and solemn, which many are, and they have to be. But then so are many feature films, if you think about it. But sometimes a film like this comes along, and it's like it dances on the screen, and it lifts one's spirits to think that filmmakers still use film as an act of resistance, and because remembering is so important.
Yeah, there's really incredible footage, and I can't imagine how much work it has been to collect all of this and then to select I particularly like the soundtrack of this documentary as well. We've got lots of Lebanese songs, not just, but mainly Lebanese songs, sometimes hip-hop, sometimes more ballads or love songs, like, well, the title of this doco, Do You Love Me? And they're all really amazing. We started by saying that documentaries are not just journalism, but they sometimes are, and there are in this program some docos that really touch on current issues, current affairs. Could you mention some that you think the public should not miss?
Yes, okay. Very difficult. I think with Hassan in Gaza is a really interesting film. Now, this is another co-production with France, Germany, Palestine and Qatar again. It's another archive film, and it measures, if you like, the time, the space of humiliation. And it takes us back to a time when childhood was very important. The filmmaker, Kamal Al-Jafari, he made a film that we showed, I think, last year or the year before called A Fidai Film. I think that was the film I liked most in last year's Antenna, to be honest. It was also about the archive. It's very different, but this is a film with Hassan and Ghana is telling us and showing us about the importance of remembering. So remembering and the necessity of existence, if you like, which is obviously important to Palestine. Now, that is a very serious one, but another film, another Palestinian film, which is French, Qatar again, and Palestinian co-production, it's called The Clown of Gaza, directed by Abdelrahman Sabah, and it features on a clown, like a real clown, you know, with a red nose and a funny costume, the funny man. That is Alaa Mekdad. Now, he's a person with dwarfism, and he has lost his home in Palestine, and he lives in a camp, in a tent, which is constantly being destroyed. And he determines to put on shows and acts the clown to make people in Palestine laugh, in Gaza laugh. So that, again, if you like, is resistance, renewal and remembrance. I mean, so many are. But it's also hugely enjoyable to watch. And you know how some films, or just you can see that the camera really loves the person that they're filming. And that's what we get with this lovely guy. He's really, Alaa is, he loves the camera and the camera loves him. And I think it ends up with us just embracing his desperate insistence upon humanity and love in a place that is just devastated by inhumanity, death and hate. So that's a film I think people will really enjoy and admire.
Two more that I would like to mention. First, well, there's the latest production of one of the greatest documentary filmmakers ever, Werner Herzog, Ghost Elephants.
People who don't know yet Werner Herzog's films, this is a chance to get to know him. He's an extraordinary filmmaker, absolutely obsessive. It's well known that he does anything and everything he has to get the shots that he wants to. And not only is he an obsessive, but he loves making films about obsessives. And usually or often he's searching for something that just won't be found. And he's filming someone who's also searching for someone who won't be found, which might sound a little bit mysterious, but it's so enjoyable. And in this particular film, he is, well, following someone who believes, he's a conservationist, and he believes that there is a special type of elephant in Africa that's still in existence. We don't actually ever find out. Well, some people think we do find out. Some people think we don't. It's audiences are really love being mystified by this film, and it's beautifully filmed, and it's also got Werner Herzog's sort of quizzical. He's questioning science, and also saying we should never ignore the role that the mystical can play in our lives and the importance of the soul as well as science. So you're right, he is one of the great filmmakers, documentary filmmakers, and I think That's our closing night film, actually, on the 15th of February. That will be, yes, at the Ritz, I'm pretty sure. Yes, the Ritz Cinema in Sydney, in Randwick in Sydney.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Ice cream!
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
One last one I'd like to mention, it is the documentary that opens and closes the festival, because sometimes documentaries are about telling incredible stories, stories that could be very good fiction, but they happen to be true and they happen to be filmed by someone who was there at the right time. It's The Last Guest of the Holloway Motel. I haven't seen it, but just reading the pitch, I'm extremely curious about it. Can you say?
Oh, please. Yes. No, it's actually opening it, not closing it.
Oh,
the Ghost of Elephants is closing it. But our opening night film on Thursday, the 5th of February, at the Ritz in Randwick again. Yes, you're right. The Last Guest of the Holloway Motel. I started reading this, and I'm not giving anything away, and it's about a British footballer in the 1970s. And I thought, I mean, I actually like soccer a lot, but I thought, I don't really care about a British footballer. 1970s. And I tell you, within about 3 minutes, I was completely hooked. It's extraordinarily well made. Again, the editing is superb. I won't give anything away because I think it's a very special film. And we were worried that people would have the initial reaction that I had. So I'm so glad that you picked on that as one that intrigues you. It certainly is intriguing. And I have to say that I'm not going to say what it is. But the very last scene, if you like, of the film is, I think, one of the most amazing last scenes of a documentary film I've ever viewed. It is, it made me want to, you know, I was watching it on my computer, but it made me want to stand up in my study and just clap my hands. It's really lovely.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jean Mills, for all this explanations. We are very impatient to go watch all these documentaries.
I'll just say au revoir to all your audience.
Au revoir, Jane, et merci beaucoup. Et donc, je le rappelle, donc l'Antenna Film Documentary Film Festival, c'est du 5 au 15 février à Sydney. Les films sont tous joués dans deux cinémas, le Dendy à Newtown et le Ritz à Randwick. Et vous pourrez trouver l'ensemble des films présentés ainsi que les horaires et les jours où ils sont diffusés sur le site du festival antennafestival.org. Merci beaucoup, à très bientôt.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci ? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.